I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome on in. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us on the program. Yes, we are live in Los Angeles still. The conclusion of Pac-12 Media Day was just a few moments ago, and here we are finishing up. First one's in, last one's out. That's kind of our motto here at the program. So, yes, we are going to be going over a couple of things that we learned here. Scott Mitchell, have you had your how's your stay in Los Angeles been so far?
Oh, it's been awesome. I've loved today. I'm always shockingly surprised, both positive and negative. You know, there's some people who think, not going to be very impressive, and they are. And then other people you're kind of expecting more out of, and they're not. I mean, we had, 35, 36 interviews
yes.
that we did today. Just amazing. A lot of great information, a lot of great insight into the Pac-12 and where it is and what's going on.
So well, let's just awesome. Let's fire it off here with our 7:05 cut, where we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that did happen, our first impressions here. It's the 7:05 cut right here on KSL. Let's do it.
The cut at 7:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. It's 7:05. Here's what made the cut.
Brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for an amazing free offer. Scott, the day of players parading through and us interviewing two players from each school, the head coach from each school, and even the commissioner of the Pac-12, the new commissioner, George Klyavkov. We've got a lot to get through. You're going to hear some of those right off the bat. We've got so many things we want to get to. But, Scott, I want to know what your first impressions were. We interviewed all those guys, and we didn't even, have a moment to download to one another what our thoughts were on everything. I mean, right off the bat, I think the thing that we're all thinking is what does the future of the Pac-12 look like? And we'll hear that George Klyavkov interview of asking him that exact thing. But with all the things that are swirling around, football still has to be played. What are your impressions with how these teams are right now going into this 2021 season?
I think the Pac-12 kind of gets a little bit of a bad rap. The thing that jumped out at me were these coaches. So many of them were just so impressive. The way they talk about their passion for their programs, the way they prepare, what motivates them, how they really care for these young men, how they have, they just love football. And, I think of Carl Durrell was just super impressive from Colorado. And he's a coach that's been – has tremendous experience of coaching all over in college football and the NFL. And the job he did at Colorado a year ago, because you kept saying something today, we want all of these programs to do well. We want the standard of play in the Pac-12 to increase. And a really good college football coach goes a long way. And then you have Jed Fish, who's got just a monumental task at Arizona this year. And how I didn't know what to expect. You know, it was the last interview we had in the day, and you just get a sense that this project at Arizona isn't beyond him. You talk to his players, and they're like, you know, this guy has really changed my perspective and changed my life in the 7 months that we've been together. And so what you get a sense of, and then you have the David Shaws, the Jimmy Lakes, and you have
guys who are great interviews.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Whittingham is just amazing, and Clay Hilton and Herm Edwards. I mean, you just go on and on. I mean, the Pac-12 has got it right with football coaches. They really do, and that is a massive start. And I think in following the Pac-12, probably the most impressive collection of head football coaches, maybe ever. I mean, amazing.
I look at this group and I see, right off the bat, the thing that I thought was, every year everybody comes in with some high expectations. You know, well, we expect to win the Pac-12. We heard that all the way down to Arizona, who hasn't won a game in 12 tries. And at the same time, when they're done, you kind of believe them. Like, you know,
right.
you don't walk away and think to yourself, because these athletes are sitting right in front of you, and you're thinking, oh, my goodness, this kid's been working their tails off, and they've been working, and they've just been going like crazy. And so now you look at it and you say, yeah, of course they think they're going to be able to win the Pac-12. And you know, when you hear from, Kyle Whittingham, you really do believe it from him, for sure. Britton Covey and Devin Lloyd were just amazing interviews. That's from the local perspective. Then you're scared to death for Utah in a lot of these other cases because you go, man, Arizona State's ready. Clay Helton is as cocky. Well, I don't know if cocky's not the word.
He seems at peace.
He's less.
You know, you felt a couple of years ago that he was a little bit on the hot seat, and I don't sense that from him as much. You know,
certainly as players. I mean, everybody said, I think one of the UCLA players said, man, yeah, USC is the worst. You know, they just are so cocky. Well, they're so in their own head. And that's part of their brand. That's
but
part
we
of their
like
nature.
That. We like that they're USC because we wouldn't have anyone to make fun of.
The role they play in the conference. And so yes. there are so many of these teams that come in here, high hopes, high expectations. And yet swirling around it are all these different storylines, too. With Arizona State, it's recruiting violations. With Utah, you think about the death of a major key player on your team and having to address replacing him. And you almost feel bad talking about replacing Ty Jordan. All these teams are coming in with something. The thing that they all had in common, I'll tell you right now, when we asked about the question about COVID-19 and how they dealt with, all these teams said, man, it was super hard. And then they would be very quick to correct themselves, didn't they? They were like, but you know what? All these other teams also had to. So I was super impressed by these teams. I think at the end of everything, I still don't know how good Utah is going to be. I know you told Kyle that you picked those guys to maybe win the whole Pac-12. But, you know, they're going to have to at least go through some version of a fake quarterback.
You have to watch Kyle Whittingham when you interview him, though.
Tell me what I'm looking for.
Because you bring up the question, and if he agrees with you, he'll actually agree with you. He won't say anything, but he'll kind of give you – because he talked about how it's a deep, talented football team at Utah, and he sees that, and he knows he's got a good football team. He knows he's got a real shot at winning a Pac-12 championship, and he's alluded to that. He said, "That's what I want. You know, I want that Pac-12 championship." So I know there's some question marks. I get that. I understand that.
Not everybody's going to finish first, is what I'm saying. So.
No, heavens no, no. But Utah will.
That's
kind of how it is. The thing I think. That really there was a consistent message about the name, image, likeness, you know, NIL. Because that's – and we talked to most
of – This is the way players are able to get paid kind of nowadays, yes.
I would say 100% of them, and I don't know if they've been coached to say this, but they all said, yeah, it's really interesting. I'm not really pursuing it, you know, too far other than I know I've got to perform on the field. That's where it's going to matter for me. And so – I just need to make sure that if these opportunities do come up and I have a chance to make some money, I need to keep my priorities right, and I need to take care of playing well on the field first and foremost above anything else. Otherwise, it doesn't matter.
And how did the coaches react typically when we asked them about it?
Well, I think they were somewhat supportive.
Mostly.
But they were, you know, it's one of those, it's just we want to be supportive of the players. We want to help them out. But I think in the back of their minds, these coaches are probably a little bit concerned that this could certainly become a distraction.
Coach Whittingham was very, very quick to say, I don't talk to him at all about it. I can't talk to him at all about it. So we'll hear that interview plus a ton more. There are a lot of things that we still want to get to, of course, as we want to break down some of the Pac-12 media storylines, some of the things that were talked about. George Kliavkov, who is the new commissioner of the Pac-12, you're going to be able to hear from him momentarily, and the conversation we had with him today. He's excited, Scott, because he's brand new, and so he's willing to talk to us a little bit, and he's got to answer some of those questions, and he's eager to say that he was not like the last guy. Not that there was anything wrong with
there
that.
There was only one Rolex watch on today.
There wasn't two.
So I think it's an improvement.
I'm really excited to see what the commissioner can bring. You can listen to that conversation right around the corner here. More to go right here. It's KSL News Radio. It is KSL's Unrivaled.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.